Good afternoon, and welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. I'm your host, Blair Boone Magura, and thank you, member supporters. On today's Singing and Other Sins program, we celebrate one of the great German composers from the Romantic period, Johannes Brahms. Brahms was born May 7, 1833, and to mark this occasion, we'll hear some of his most beloved Lieder and other musical compositions performed by living artists and distinguished artists of the past. Unlike many late 19th century composers who were under Richard Wagner's spell, Brahms considered himself as carrying on the tradition of composers like Beethoven and Schubert. He maintained a classical approach to his writing, but managed to still compose with the emotion of a romantic composer. Brahms called his songs Lieder, Romanzen, Gesänge, and Gedichte. So let's get started by listening to one of them now. We begin with Wie bist du, meine Königin? How blissful, my queen. Performed here by the celebrated interpreter of German Lied and operas by Strauss and Wagner, Lotte Lehmann. We'll follow that song up with one of Lehmann's famous American pupils, Grace Bunbury. Bunbury is an opera singer who defied labels by singing both soprano and mezzo roles throughout her impressive career. Bunbury and Eric Werba will perform Brahms's Sapischal Ode.
Thank you.
One of Brahms's many talents was coming up with a beautiful and memorable melodic line. Virtually every song that we'll hear today has a melody that one can easily recall or hum if heard enough times. He was considered the master at coming up with a melody, and once commented on his melodic writing, "I might shut the book there, and then go for a walk, do some other work, and perhaps not think of it for months. Nothing, however, is lost. If afterwards I approach the subject again, it is sure to have taken shape. I can now begin really to work at it." That is apparently how the story goes, as it relates to the melody of his well-known Lied, Die Mainacht, May Night. Let's listen now to Die Mainacht, as interpreted by Irish tenor John McCormick with American pianist Edwin Schneider.
Seine schlummerndes Licht über den Rasen streut und die Nachtigall flöte wandlich traurig von Busch zu Busch. Gieret ein Taubenpaar seinen Zücken mir vor. Aber ich wende mich welches die Morgenrote durch diese an mir strahlt, sind ich auf Erden dich. Und die einsam und weinerwelt mir hat.
The song Wie Melodien zieht es mir, How Melodies Pass, by lesser-known poet Klaus Groth, is particularly interesting to art song aficionados, as it involves the conflict between words and music. Does music spoil the words, or do words spoil the music? The poem draws attention to the fact that with music, one can think of it freely, without having to associate it with words. Then, if you set words to it, it makes it more precise, and you wonder if it's quite as pleasing and delightful. However, once you come to understand the poem and the meaning of the words, you realize that within the rhythm of the poetry itself, the words give music a more precise meaning, a realization that brings a tear to the eye. Since the central theme of the song seems to center around the conflict of words and music, Let's first listen to a piano transcription without the text, performed by Dutch pianist and composer Frederik Meinders, followed by the lead performance by German lyric baritone Hermann Prey, with pianist Gunther Wiesenhorn. You are listening to Singing and Other Sins, and we're celebrating German composer Johannes Brahms and enjoying an afternoon of his many popular Lieder. Speaking of popular, we now turn to Brahms's most sung Lied. In fact, most of us learned this Lied before we even knew the term Lied or art song. That's right, I'm referring to Wiegenlied. It's performed today by Swedish mezzo Anne-Sophie von Otte and her collaborator, Bengt Forsberg. We'll follow that up with a contrasting piece that goes by in an Augenblick. So pay attention. Meine Liebe ist grün, my love is green, with its terribly fast and difficult piano accompaniment, goes by in the blink of an eye. It's performed here by American lyric tenor Matthew Polenzani and famed conductor and pianist James Levine.
Guten Abend, gute Nacht, mit Rosen.
Brahms loved order, and that North German structure of composing, which was rather conservative, but he also used passionate, rhythmic motives like hemiolas, two against three, and syncopations, which tended to be more progressive for the time. His songs had wide and expansive ranges in both the voice and the piano writing, and as we've heard in the earlier songs, the melody drifts between the piano and the voice. In addition to the syncopated rhythms and hemiolas, Brahms loved triplets, lush chords, and the use of octaves. Let's take a moment for a musical sen to enjoy Brahms' Piano Rhapsody No. 2 in G minor, played by Turkish pianist İdil Birey, who is renowned for her interpretations of Brahms' solo piano pieces. See if you can detect those lush chords, octaves, and syncopated rhythms so characteristic of Brahms.
Thank you.
In addition to being beloved for his songs and solo piano pieces, Brahms also composed major orchestral works, but he is without a doubt also best known for his celebrated choral work, Ein Deutsches Requiem. It also happens to be his longest work. He composed it following the death of his mother, which caused him so much pain and grief that it motivated him to compose the Requiem. Let's listen and enjoy another musical sin, the fifth movement, Ihr habt nun Traurigkeit, of Ein Deutsches Requiem. The BBC Symphony Chorus performs here with the London Symphony Orchestra. Klaus Tennstedt conducts, and soprano Jessie Norman is the featured soloist.
Thank you.
You're listening to Singing in Other Sins, and a special birthday celebration for German romantic composer Johannes Brahms. Now let's get back to Brahms' Lieder with another performance by American soprano Jesse Norman performing Botschaft, Message, with Australian pianist Jeffrey Parsons. In this very difficult piano accompaniment of the song, one gets a clear sense of the rustling breeze as it carries a message of love. Brahms composed two songs for alto, viola, and piano. I'll feature one of them here for you today. Despite its spontaneous feelings, Geistliches Fickenlied is quite cleverly constructed. It begins with the viola, and then the voice comes in with an entirely different melody. For this composition, we turn to pianist John Neumark and violist Otto Joachim, both German-born but naturalized in Canada, and Canadian contralto admired by many, Maureen Forrester.
Thank you.
You are listening to Singing and Other Sins, and we're celebrating the German composer Johannes Brahms and enjoying an afternoon of his many well-known Lieder. While Schubert turned to Goethe, Schumann to Heine and Eichendorff, and of course Wolff found his Wolf's Howl with Mirka, Brahms did not feel the great poems necessarily needed to be set, and often chose less lofty poets like Dormer in Botschaft and Groth in Wie Melodien zieht es mir, as we heard earlier today. He firmly believed that the more perfect the poem, the less chance that there was to enhance it. But he did turn to one of Germany's most celebrated poets, Heinrich Heine, for one of his most haunting songs, Der Tod, das ist die kühle Nacht, Death is cool night. The result is pure magic. Let's enjoy a historic recording with Kathleen Ferrier and Bruno Walter at the piano. For the pièce de résistance, we turn to the celebrated voice of the master of German song interpretation in the 20th century, German baritone Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau, with Argentine-Israeli pianist Daniel Barenboim. He'll be performing one of Brahms' most iconic songs, Von ewiger Liebe, of eternal love. In the piano accompaniment, we can clearly envisage the dark night, the winding path, and get a sense when the young boy speaks to the girl of his distress as the piano echoes the storm and stress, playing out the turbulence of their relationship, until she calms him by telling him, Their love is stronger than iron and steel, and must endure. I hope that you enjoy today's program featuring the many nuanced and wonderful performances of Lieder and other musical compositions by Johannes Brahms. As we sign off today, I'd like to leave you with one final performance by Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau of Brahms's Es träumte mir. I invite you to tune in again next week for another episode of Singing and Other Sins. Until then, I'm your host, Blair Boone-Magura. Aloha!
Traum bereit empfangen.